This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvraj.
And we are asking you, is there an age limit to entrepreneurship? Arvind, what do we have?
Christine says, no, but maybe have a lower age limit. Many young entrepreneurs fail because of lack of experience and contacts.
Yeah, it's the know-how and the experience in the field that matters. Let's move on to something a little bit different, but you probably are aware of and you've noticed this, but you've never questioned yourself. Why?
Yeah.
And these are the Netflix shows. They're so good.
They're so good. So when you see like stuff on Netflix like Buster Scruggs or any of their TV shows or their movies, there's so many times when I've seen the picture or the visuals or the cinematography and gone like...
Stranger Things.
Wow.
Yeah, Stranger Things. Like wow, like how is this a TV show? Like, you know, it shouldn't be a streaming service show. I should be seeing this like in the cinema, on the big screen and stuff. And that's because Netflix standards for... they set standards for the kind of cameras and post-production equipment that they use, and it's higher than most Hollywood studios. So Netflix is such a massive platform that they can dictate the guidelines for how their movies are shot and what kinds of editing tools are used afterwards, including the quality of sound design and mixing. And the thing is, for the other companies or the studios or the camera makers, if they don't comply with Netflix, then they lose Netflix business. So now they have to make stuff to comply with a streaming service instead of the giant studios on the other side that are just using their common products. So one of the examples for cameras, the most famous camera for cinematographers is the Arri Alexa. Mm-hmm. All big Hollywood blockbusters are shot using this camera, even the Christopher Nolan movies, the Steven Spielberg movies. And Netflix just went like, nope. Yeah, we don't want to use it. Because they went like, the Alexa has 3.2K, it shoots in 3.2K, we want 4K. And people are like, people can't tell the difference. It's 0.2 and it's 4. There's a 0.8 in between. And Netflix is like, no. We have a UHD subscription tier. If we have a UHD subscription tier, we want people to watch things in authentic 4K. So maybe you can't tell the difference, but we can tell the difference. So no, we are not using that camera anymore. So what Arri did is they went, last winter, they went and made a camera specifically for Netflix. With 4.5K. And people call it the Netflix camera. That's how it's known in the industry. Like, do you want to use the Netflix camera? Because if Netflix isn't buying from them and Netflix is making, 700 new shows by next year, then Arri loses on 700 new projects.
Yeah.
So the thing with that's one with cameras. They are not stopping there. Their influence also goes to TVs. So there are like Sony and Panasonic TVs that have something called a Netflix calibrated mode. They are also Netflix recommended TVs with a sticker. So if you go to like electronic stores and stuff, you will see like a sticker that says, yeah, suitable for Netflix. And some of the TVs with Sony, Netflix actually works with them and then calibrates their color, their sound. And you can even switch to a Netflix mode and they go like, this is the best way to watch our programs. Like, everything is done. This is how you should enjoy our programming and whatever we've come up with, our content.
Some TVs, their remotes even have Netflix button on the remote.
Mine does.
Right? Yeah,
The smart TVs just to switch to Netflix.
It's made so easy for you. But I guess that button also sets your settings all the way through. So it's optimal for Netflix. Netflix detected it. Yeah.
So if you switch to the Netflix mode, that means your sound switches to Dolby Surround. You know, your speakers, you have to have certain kind of speakers to play the sound the Netflix wants. Your panel needs to come from a certain place to show the colors the Netflix wants. And they're like, if you don't comply with these standards, then, you know, you have a TV, but it's not a Netflix TV. It means you're not watching our programs to the fullest extent. You know, you could do better. Like, so they pressure you into buying equipment that they are giving stamps for and stuff. They also have, so it's, you know, it's basically them flexing, them saying that, you know, this is how you should enjoy their content. They are also working on AI software to help audio dubbing on their shows to be more faster and to be efficient, more efficient. So that's on the fly. They are also working with Dolby standards and Dolby Atmos to make sure that their sound mixing is proper. So when you listen to their sounds, it's not like all in one track. It's all like separated if you have like a good audio system. And some people are debating if this is a good thing because they are calling Netflix elite. this? Because they're saying if Hollywood standards are not that high, why should Netflix be you know, asking for all these things? And Netflix,
because we're watching this on our mobile phones.
Yeah.
More people are watching Netflix or any streaming services on their mobile phones, not their 4K TVs that they buy and put at home.
Yeah. Which Netflix is responding and saying that even if you watch it on your 4K phones, it should be optimized for your 4K phones. So just say you're using a Super AMOLED panel. You should be watching Netflix to its full extent on that AMOLED panel, and that's why they're calibrating it like this. They don't want it to, they don't want the picture to break, they don't want the color to look lousy. And I think, like, overall, like, the post-production community, they are happy with it. They are saying that Netflix is hiring so many of their specialists and their engineers who can't find work in Hollywood because they are so specialized in their field that only someone like Netflix is hiring them and saying, like, could you work on this for our color grading? Could you, like, build specific cameras for us? So they are getting jobs. And then, like, just, like, in general, like, film nerds, like someone like me who, you know, who looks into stuff like Blu-rays and stuff, I might actually stop buying Blu-rays if Netflix keeps doing this.
Whoa.
I might.
Wow.
Because it's that, if the standards are so high, if it's going to be like my Blu-rays, then I don't need the physical media anymore.
I'm all for, you know, streaming companies or any company is trying to, you know, push the boundaries when it comes to the norm.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe Netflix should just spend a little bit more of time of research and, you know, one of their series, The Street Food, maybe they should just include Malaysia in it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's like, how could you omit that? You've got all these standards in the world, but you've, you know, that one standard that the world agrees with, which is Malaysia has the best street food.
Mm. Which it does.
You didn't comply with that, right?
Yeah, you should have a sticker for that. Netflix approved Malaysian street food.
Ooh.
Anyways, thank you all for your feedback on our earlier story, which is the age-old entrepreneurs. Is there an age limit on entrepreneurship? Many of you don't believe there is an age limit. So, you know, I hope to see that maybe the next batch of the next gen of entrepreneurships are people above the age of 65. So that'll be pretty cool. Following that,
we spoke about the family of the future, Palm, Kids and Robo.
And then we finished with how Netflix is benchmarking Hollywood technology.
And coming up next is the Breakfast Grill replay, and we have Todd Ashton. He's the president of Ericsson Malaysia. So how is Ericsson, one of the pioneers in the telecommunication industry, positioning itself for the 5G revolution? So the Breakfast Grill team speaks to Todd Ashton on their plans to maintain competitiveness and also the changing global landscape in telecommunications. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj,
Arvind Yubaraj,
and we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And if you miss any stories that we've had, that we talked about today, you can download the podcast. It's available on the BFM website or the BFM app, or also on Spotify. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.